there's not a hybrid car to be found. Twice a week, gas guzzlers pull into this popular hangout, which does its best to replicate the 1950s.
I'm Dennis, and this is Helen Green. It's a 39 Chevy two-door sedan. It's a street rod. It's got a 427.
What is that, about 10 miles to the gallon?
No, about seven. I mean, just the look on people's faces, it's worth every penny of it. That's what 600 horsepower sounds like.
Jerry Holub has a 1948 Chevrolet pickup with a turbo 400. Like most of the others, he's not bothered by the price of fuel.
Look forward to going to Clear Lake this summer and maybe to Madison, Wisconsin. It's got a 20-gallon gas tank. So, you know, you get plenty. You don't have to stop every 100 miles to get gas.
Still, filling up a car made yesteryear with this year's gas prices does get their attention.
You're more of aware of it these days. I have cars with big engines, so it hurts a little more at the gas pump.
David Ladd is a mail carrier and belongs to two car clubs.
Last weekend, I drove my 53 Plymouth to Cedar Rapids and back. So I bought a lot of gas last weekend.
The cost of gasoline is nothing compared to the loss of Porky's Diner, which is now in its last season. At one time, an old drive-in, the Des Moines landmark dates back to the 50s and will be demolished soon to make way for a new supermarket.
The fact that it is a stop where you can walk around and look at other people's cars.
The last owner of Porky's is Annabelle Noel.
With our open parking lot, the music in the background, bands playing in, you know, their gig just to be in the outside air. That's what really makes us unique. There are patios at other restaurants, but normally you don't have the classic car 5 feet away from you.
Porky's is probably the cream of the crop and the one that probably most people would actually bring their cars to on a Wednesday or a Saturday night.
Actually, when I was about 17 is when I discovered Porky's and the cruise nights, and it's a huge deal. It breaks my heart to think about this not being here.
It gets so crowded on classic car and motorcycle nights that they hire an off-duty cop for traffic control. It's just as busy indoors, where there are more reminders of the 1950s. What's the most popular food here?
Oh, the tenderloin, by far.
Whether you've worked here in the past or came here as a child, we're just wanting to say thank you for keeping us here all these years. Until that bulldozer shows up, we're going to keep saying that. So that's our plan for the last summer.
Yep, he's the king of rock and roll, so you got the old cars, you got to have the king.
Alan Roebuck from Knoxville has been impersonating Elvis for 9 years. Like Presley, he too is a fan of collectible cars and motorcycles.
I think it's very sad. I think a place like this ought to be put like a historical society where they won't let them tear it down. It's a crying shame. It breaks my heart to see it going down.
In Des Moines, Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.